you get a sense of the changing political situation in Pakistan just by following the changing travel plans of Benazir Bhutto. She's the former prime minister who came back from exile last month. She was planning to leave Pakistan again today to visit family, then cancel the trip, then put it back on her schedule. All this happens as Pakistan awaits a significant ruling by the country's Supreme Court regarding President Pervez Musharraf. We're going to learn more today from Rashid Rehman, executive editor of the Post newspaper in Lahore, Pakistan. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Will you give us an idea of this ruling that everyone is waiting for in Pakistan?
Well, it was anticipated, and the court had so announced that it would probably deliver its verdict tomorrow, that's Friday. But now further arguments have been allowed. It seems, therefore, unlikely that the verdict will be available tomorrow. Then the earliest the verdict will be heard will be Monday, because Saturday the court is closed.
And people are following the timing of this day by day because President Pervez Musharraf, who's also the military commander-in-chief, has gotten himself reelected as president already, but the Supreme Court is ruling on whether that reelection was legal?
The Supreme Court was asked to stay the election but refused to do so because it felt that, you know, the process was too far advanced, perhaps. But it did say that the official results could not be announced as it had pronounced on his eligibility as a candidate.
Now, I want to come back to Benazir Bhutto. We mentioned that she thought about leaving the country, thought about staying, decided again to leave. She has been a former prime minister, an opposition leader in exile, came back, has been talking about some kind of power-sharing agreement with General Musharraf, President Musharraf. What has she been doing in the last couple of weeks since her return, which was marked by a dramatic bombing?
Not as much as she would like to. I think her plans were to tour the entire country, press the flesh, meet her voters and supporters. But because of the bombing, she's had to restrict her public appearances was because of security concerns. In Karachi, she visited the hospital where many of the injured had been taken from that bomb blast. She also visited a party stronghold in an area of Karachi called Liari, a brief visit, I might add. She's also gone to her hometown, Larkana, to pay her respects at her father's and brother's tombs, who are buried there. Other than that, her public activity has been restricted largely to media interaction and press conferences in her residence in Karachi.
So has that dramatic bombing in October, which killed many people, then had a serious political effect because this former prime minister can't get out and meet people?
It has had a profound effect. There has been a debate in the media here whether a normal election campaign can be envisaged for the upcoming general elections, which normally involves huge rallies, processions, and big public meetings. Now, that poses such severe security problems because Pakistan, through its length and breadth now, is accosting suicide bombings and other types of bombings. So, obviously, there is a concern that either she or any other candidate, if they go out in normal fashion, run the risk of becoming the target of such bombings.
Rashid Rehman is the executive editor of The Post, an English-language newspaper in Lahore, Pakistan. He's giving us the latest at a tense moment inside his country. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.